Hey everyone, this is John. This is the Nintendo After Dark, and like I said before, it is all politics, so you were warned.
All right.
This is supposed to be Europe, not Canada. Why are these stories?
I love Canada.
That was a dumb joke.
I love Canada.
Everyone loves Canada.
Sure. Right?
They're like us, but nicer.
Even though we blame Canada.
I don't know. Apparently, like Justin Trudeau and all them can really talk shit about Trump behind his back.
I loved it. Did you see the actual clip?
Yeah, it was so good.
It was so funny. And it's like, It's innocuous. There's nothing to it. They're basically like, just can't even believe what the hell is happening over in America right now. Like, that's kind of what their point is.
Just
like,
Boris Johnson has
no fucking clue what he's doing. Yeah. Boris Johnson, there, probably the second most hated man in politics right now, is out over there.
Yeah, just like,
and they respect him. Probably because they're like, okay, this is a career politician. He understands how, at least, I'm a Canadian prime minister. Maybe I don't know British politics all that well. But he's an insider. He knows how things operate. We're not dealing with a fucking real estate con man who has zero experience in politics and is now like 80 years old and is not going to learn anything about politics.
Could you imagine how Boris Johnson feels in that situation? Like, to go back, I am not the most hated person in the room. This is amazing.
But I'm not the dumbest either.
Right.
You know, he does his hair every morning by sticking a finger in a light socket, but like, at least he kind of commands the respect of everybody else when no one respects Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, and by the way, did you say that Rudy Giuliani is in Ukraine again?
Oh, yeah.
Probably because they don't, and you know, there's no extradition in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine. So they were to issue subpoenas, and courts were to determine, well, by the way, there's no need for courts to determine anything, but if they were to issue subpoenas, he would be in a place where he would not be compelled to come back to America to deliver the testimony that would damn Donald Trump.
And, you know, that's one of the most frustrating things about what's happening.
Which, by the way, America's mayor may never be allowed to come back to America. Mm.
It is one of the most frustrating things about the whole political situation is that you are, like, people are being given subpoenas and just saying, no, I worked for the president. I don't have to be like, imagine, like, if any one of us in this room got a subpoena and said, no, I'm not going to do it. We'd be in fucking jail.
Yeah, we'd be
you
in handcuffs.
You have to.
We'd be in handcuffs. It's true. You're absolutely right. And I think that's kind of the, like, did you watch the committee that just met yesterday and today to...
Not all of it, no.
Well, they brought forth legal scholars, and I think that's the right, because they really don't have much to argue anymore at this point, with basically saying, like, oh, you're bringing a bunch of law professors to tell us how constitutional, you know, ethics works. And it's like, yeah, everybody, we need to talk to the people that know the most about constitutional law to understand what is and isn't constitutional. And that's basically one of the points he says is, like, and then, all four of them kind of agreed on this point, where they were like, yeah, if you guys issue a subpoena, there's no going to the courts. The judicial branch, this doesn't even concern them. You guys are the body that is allowed to issue these subpoenas, and if you issue them, they are to appear in court. President can't do anything about it, and the judicial system, the Justice Department can't do anything about it either.
I'd be interested to hear some sort of a constitutional expert talk about how the legislative branch is supposed to enforce that sort of thing, because, like, there are capital police.
They have a sergeant at arms.
They can place people.
Yes, they can arrest people
under arrest. I just wonder why they're so hesitant to go to that. Like, maybe because, like, there's not much precedent.
Probably,
for it.
Honestly, because of the appearance of a literal coup. I think that there's a lot of people that are uninformed about politics. And the Fox News, the thing that they would just blast across the screen immediately was like, coup is underway, politicians being arrested
by
Democrats, right? And then you would literally have people being shot, because you would have people like...
We gotta fix our educational system, because, like, it is impossible to have a coup d'etat when it's the elected officials who are arresting the unelected ones who are defying the elected ones.
I think that in general, all of us need to take a constitutional law class. All 400 million Americans need to sit down and have a better understanding of how the three branches are intended to operate. It's civics 101. We teach it in middle school. We all need to sit down and really look at why we have a legislation in the first place, why there is a body that is in charge of the executive branch. Or not in charge of, but just why they all have... If legislatures make a law that is illegal or something that violates known laws, it goes to the courts, and the courts determine the legality of that, right? If the president takes some kind of executive action, it then is decided, is this under the purview of the legislature? They can't do it. It goes to the Justice Department, too, to review for whether or not this is a legal act. Right. And this has to happen. Everybody has to look after somebody else. It is just we find ourselves in a very odd spot where Republicans are like gonna take a bullet for someone that doesn't give a fuck about.
And that's where things have gotten so muddy, like as the world has become more modern and things move faster, is that, you know, you have the legislative branch, which is supposed to be like that is the Article One, like governing body of this country is the Congress. And the executive branch is supposed to be that which carries out the will of the legislative branch. Mm-hmm. Legislative branch makes the laws. Executive branch is like, okay, this is how we're going to execute those laws. That's how we're going to do the things that the legislators want to do. But because things move so quickly now, so much power has been divested to the executive branch that now the Congress is kind of in this position where they're mostly viewed as some sort of subservient. Like, how dare you try to overthrow the executive branch? Like, that's what they're there for.
Well, this is also a stress test right now, because, frankly, this is the most extreme president we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time we've ever had one that openly flouts the authority of the other branches. Says, fuck it. Fuck you. We never really thought we'd be in it. Literally, like, every president we've had prior to that, even Richard Nixon, to an extent, kind of understood that. He engaged in some illegal shit and some shady shit, and he was obviously trying to win, and doing essentially exactly what Donald Trump did, except instead of using burglars and some thugs to attack the DNC, he did use Russia and then is now trying to use Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
A nation that is at war with Russia.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. I really cannot believe why Republicans... Republican legislators... still go on with this. This
and
is
we can,
insane.
We can still presume that Russia is still trying as well. In fact, like so much because so much focus is on Ukraine, they're kind of let off the hook to kind of continue to do whatever it was they're doing. Like the Republican Senate and Republican executive branch have not done much of anything to impede their interference.
I really do hope. I mean, for more than anything, I hope that the next person elected is not Donald Trump. I hope it is a Democrat. And I really hope, or an independent Bernie Sanders, God, like whatever, I don't care.
Just not he talks with the Democrats, he's running as a Democrat.
Right.
Yeah.
I just hope that we impose some of the stiffest sanctions we've ever had on Russia.
Mm.
Now that we finally have, you know, a means to actually pass these laws that are going to sanction Russia for what they've done. I mean, we've been attacked. I know that we didn't see an American soldier get shot in the head, but... this is an attack. This is an attack like any other attack, mm-hmm. and we should treat it as such. Russia is a bad actor, and they are a bad force on the nation, or on the world. And they're going to try to do that. That's why you see them do everything they can to needle their way in with all of these other horrible nations out there that are as equally corrupt or as so top-heavy with power that they have dictators.
Yeah, so basically inviting everybody over for a pool party.
Yeah, bingo. That's what you're going to get.
It's a Family Guy reference, guys. There you go. You're welcome. Yeah,
welcome to the conversation, Wes.
Sorry.
Hey, it helps.
Wes usually checks out on our political talks.
Yeah, I picked up my Switch and started hatching more Eevee eggs.
I just want to also say that
this
Matt Gaetz guy drives me absolutely fucking nuts. He is a congressman from the state of Florida. Fuck you, Matt Gaetz.
He's a shitster.
I think he represents a district up near Pensacola, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right, yeah.
But... today, like, he was questioning the witnesses, either today or yesterday, I can't remember what it was, but
I think I know what you're talking about,
The four constitutional experts, and he just,
seems
like,
so far away.
He is such a piece of shit, just started railing on, used this opportunity just to kind of, like, monologue about how things were unfair, and so
on.
And
rail off a series of personal attacks
mm-hmm.
against all of the people there.
Yeah. That guy, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't get reelected.
What would be great is if they just printed up his mugshot from being arrested for drunk driving. And they're just like, oh, you mean this is you, buddy. You know what hasn't happened to me? I've never been arrested for drunk driving. Good on you.
Yeah.
I mean, but they say that's so fucking petty. He is petty. He is super fucking petty. And I really don't think... And there was a bunch of other Republicans. I watched some of their questions that they were at. The line of question that really made my blood boil was when because there were four constitutional law professors up there speaking...
Mm-hmm.
And it was three selected by the Democrats and one selected by the Republican. And the Republican is, you know, supposed to be friendly to the Republican cause. I think for the most part, he answered diplomatically in ways that would make Republicans happy. I really don't think that he defended the Republican talking points at all. And his point, his big point was basically that we don't have all the evidence, we shouldn't be moving so quickly through this process. And that's what they kept, the congressman questioning him kept going back to that, to be like, yeah, we don't really have first-hand information, we don't have all of this. And while at the entire time...
people aren't obeying their subpoenas.
Bingo! Ignoring that, you know, that right now the president's basically forcing all of these people to not testify.
Mm.
Or, well, using this fictitious power that doesn't exist.
And then there was something about Matt Gaetz, like why I brought him up in the first place, which slipped my mind when I just seeing read about how fucking angry the guy makes me.
Mm-hmm.
But he railed on, like, oh, you're trying to remove this democratically elected president and overturn our election. You know, the Democrats took over the House of Representatives as a majority last year. We didn't immediately start trying to impeach the Speaker of the House. Like, you don't impeach the Speaker of the House because that's not what you do to a representative. And the fucking Speaker of the House hasn't committed crimes.
Yeah,
totally. You remove the executive because the executive has committed crimes.
Yeah, they're basically doing the whole bully moment where it's like, so even if somebody like intentionally bumped into them when they were walking past them, right?
Mm.
No harm, no foul. They're the one that turns around and then has to push the person harder.
Hmm.
And then when that person's like, what the fuck are you pushing me? And pushes them back, that's when they throw the punch. Right? They need to make sure that they are the ones that are, like, doing the last worst thing. You know, that's kind of the Republican. I think that's really what this is boiling down to, ultimately, is they're kind of, they're seeing that their power is more important than the nation. That it's more important that they run the show than they share ownership of,
hmm.
of the nation. It's bad.
I hope they keep losing big in elections. I hope this political party gets absolutely decimated
and
by what they've done over the last 4 years.
Some things to think about. You have over 100 Republicans saying that they are retiring from politics or refusing to run for another election. Not even retiring. You're talking about 40-year-olds saying that they're not going to run for...
Mm-hmm.
This is the most that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Right now, impeachment and removal of Donald Trump is over 50%. More than half the nation wants to remove him. That's twice as bad as it's ever been. Even right before Nixon basically stepped down from office to avoid going into the legal trouble of...
I think like approval for removal for Nixon reached 50%. And like that night, Republicans at the time went to Nixon like, you got to get out of here. You got to step down.
And that's the step we're missing. We're not seeing the Republican congressman basically say... You know, just kind of corral and say, listen, this is the end of our party. We need to go talk to Trump about this right now. And that just simply hasn't happened. Instead, again, why does anybody put any skin in the game for this guy? This is someone that wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump does not give a fuck about you. He will use you as he's used literally everybody in his life, including his own blood relatives. Everything is a tool for this guy to exploit. He has no friends. He has people he can exploit. And people that will let him exploit them.
Mm-hmm. To what end?
Yeah.
I don't know to what end they allow themselves to be taken advantage of like that, because they all end up in jail.
Yeah. You know what's funny? So it's, I was thinking about this the other day. Do you know who Barack Obama's personal lawyer is?
I sure don't.
No idea. I know 4 of Trump lawyers. And one of them is in jail right now for a crime that was instructed to him by Donald fucking Trump.
And one of them looks real likely he just fled to the Ukraine.
Ain't that the shit? Oh yeah, Jay Sekulow, at least he's above it. Jay Sekulow is just like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this.
You know, there are Democrats in Congress who are trying to exercise a certain amount of decorum to kind of like give like the appearance that, you know, they're
bending
kind of
over backwards to do this thing by the letter of
right,
the law.
Right, by the rules that Republicans made
yes.
4 years ago. They're trying to follow the Republican rules. And like at a certain point, like I really wish that Jerry Nadler would just kind of like you need to stop because you're wrong about this. Like when we're gonna go back to Matt Gaetz, because he was talking about like, we're spending so much time in this impeachment legislation isn't getting passed. We could be doing things about prescription drug prices. And he mentioned one other thing that escapes me right now. And like, I wanted Jerry Nadler to just mute him right then on the spot. Like, we actually passed both those bills in the House of Representatives. It's in the Senate where Mitch McConnell won't hold a vote on them.
Yeah.
He's
blocked 180 bills.
So you could do something about prescription drug prices. We did. It's you fuck faces in the Senate that need to get your ass in gear and actually do something.
Yeah, yeah. Again, this is just so much shameless politicking that's happening. I think that Republicans just don't give a fuck. They'll lie through their teeth about anything and everything as long as it makes the other side look bad. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about honor or morals or integrity, any of that. They care about power, preserving it, and they'll do or say anything.
I don't want to be the sort of person that says like the media is a problem and how they sort of perpetuate. There are certain things I wish mass mainstream media would do better, like not try to give both sides of a story, because a lot of times one side is just plain wrong and they need to be called out on that.
Yeah.
Like the more that you say, like, well, Republicans are saying that this is not fair and not just blatantly saying, but they are wrong. Republicans are saying that,
incorrectly state.
Right. Like when they report, like, Republicans said that we need to be passing legislation, they also need to say, but the House of Representatives has passed more than 400 pieces of legislation and this many are being blocked by the Senate.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
People need to know that part. Otherwise, you kind of like have this vision of two opposing forces who are just constantly butting heads. One of the opposing forces is trying to do all the headbutting, while the other one is trying to actually govern a country.
Yeah. But I think that you find a divisive talking point like that, and you lose Republican viewers, so they're not buying the sneakers that you're trying to sell in your commercials.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Honestly, I think, you know, for as much as Trump has made CNN this target of his, CNN is very, very kind to Trump.
Mm.
Very kind. The fact that they let his spokespeople come on the show and pay them to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that alone is just, like, why is anyone watching CNN?
Every time I see, like, Chris Cuomo, like a YouTube video of him interviewing Kellyanne Conway, like, oh my God, stop letting her on fucking television.
Yeah. She gets a paycheck every time she does that.
And I think, like, Chris Cuomo is a guy who will, like, hold people's feet to the fire, but he also concedes points way too quickly.
Going to have that historical interview with Giuliani, where he basically gets Giuliani to, in one breath, say he didn't do something and then admit to having done it.
Mm-hmm. The thing with Chris Cuomo, which I wish he wouldn't do, because otherwise, like, I think he's he does a good job of interviewing people, is when, like, if a Republican or, like, a Trump mouthpiece is on his show and says three lies and then in there mixes up some sort of like nugget of truth, he will say, yes, that is true. Like, fucking point out the four lies he just said too, Chris. Don't concede, yes, that is a true point that you just said, without saying, but everything else you just said is bullshit.
Yeah, I think that in those scenarios, the question itself should have been shut down entirely, and they should immediately fact check everything that was just said. But, you know, they don't do that. They're soft. They're very soft. And, you know, MSNBC, while they are supposed to have more of a progressive bend, they do the same thing, and they also have a hard time getting conservatives to come on the shows for those reasons, because they know they're gonna kind of get put their feet to the fire if they start really just going off the rails, crazy bullshit.
Yeah, and you know, it is a problem that they do have to sell the product.
Cable news in general, 24-hour news is not good.
Mm.
It's not a healthy thing. Generally, people should not watch any of it, not just Fox News, but they really shouldn't be watching. We should be basically getting a condensed hour's worth of news. If you're the type that sits there and just, like, has CNN on loop or Fox News on loop, you're hearing this, you're getting the same information over and over again, and it's all lies. It's all structured to fit the thing they think you want to hear, not what you need to hear. To which you may ask, what is the good media source? I don't know. I really don't know.
Is there a way we can cut this off and just put it as an after dark?
Maybe.
Because this is getting to the point where it's as long as the poker show. And
No, it is not. We've been going 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll put a little stinger at the end. Like,
good point. Yeah, or maybe just like before we get into this chatter, you should basically like, hey, if you only listen to this because you care about Pokemon and not the politics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Les, is we should go for another 20 minutes and make it a full show.
I mean, if you could cut it and make it its own after dark, then yeah, go for it.
No, that's okay. This laptop battery is running low, so we should cut it off. Oh, yeah. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, Pokemon and politics.
We're living through history, man. I mean, the worst, like, here, think about it this way. It was December, we got 13 more months. 13 more months until somebody else gets to become
president. And Toxtricity is a fantastic Pokemon.
Toxtricity is great.
Has my vote.
He's like the Bernie Sanders of Pokemon.
An electric poison president, could you think? Who would have thought? Man, that's fun.
One last question, because I will put a stinger here.
It's true.
Who do you like for who's left of the Democrats? Because Kamala Harris dropped out.
Yeah, she did drop out. I don't know. I'm still, I don't know. I'm not following the day-to-day polling. But
you shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm still totally on board with Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
I think she's got the experience. She is a firebrand progressive, but I think she also kind of knows when it's right to kind of come back towards the middle or find some sort of compromise that works best for everybody. I think Bernie Sanders is a true believer. I think that he has, it's a beautiful piece of logic for Bernie, for him to have the exact same opinion on literally everything for the past 50 years of his life. The man does not change opinions. He knows exactly what he believes.
There's conviction.
Yeah. He is a true believer. I think that it makes it difficult for him to be a compromiser and to be all of America's president. And he's also older. He just had a heart attack. I hate to say it. I'm not going to say he's on.
Got a spring in his step though.
Yeah, he does.
Looks spry for almost 80-year-old man. I'll fully admit I'm aboard the Bernie train. I really like Bernie Sanders for precisely everything you just said. I think that like if you win an election and win it big, like if they, God willing, win big, like whoever it is, whoever the Democratic.
I think Bernie's a good VP.
I'm hoping for another blue wave in 2020. They win big. Whoever the democratically, hopefully elected president is at that point will have a mandate. Like, this is our agenda, and hopefully every other Democrat who will then be in the majority will just kind of go along with that agenda.
Yeah, I think it...
Whoever it is. Yeah. Fucking Joe Biden, Julian Castro, I don't give a fuck. Like, I really like Bernie Sanders. Whoever is the Democratic nomination, yes, you.
Yeah, I would agree 100% with that. There's literally one candidate I question their intentions, and that's this...
Is it Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah, frankly. Yeah. She attacks progressives constantly, attacks Democratic Party constantly. Why are you a Democrat?
I don't know.
Goes on Sean Hannity's show. Why?
I don't know what her platform is. I don't know what her views are on anything. She's just kind of like this weird figure.
And she's a veteran. I understand that she's a veteran. She served America. But she's clearly this kind of disrupting force, and I don't think she's acting in good faith. So, she's the only person I would really like to see removed.
She's the senator from Hawaii, right?
Yes, she's from. I believe she's a senator from Hawaii.
Which is typically a pretty progressive state. It's weird.
We've already had a president from Hawaii.
Yeah, which is very, very strange to, I don't know, have a representative that's, espousing these anti-democratic views.
It's just the fact that I'm seeing conservative media say that they like her and they want her to run. It's just like, no, something fucking fishy is happening there. I'm not going to take, if a Republican says that this is really the way Democrats should be behaving, it's probably the way that benefits them the most.
Well, you know, like she's not polling well. Yeah. In the Democratic primary. She's not doing well.
She ain't raising funds well either.
She might, like, maybe she's trying to set herself up to run as a third-party candidate, and if so many Republican mouthpieces are saying, I like her, then maybe some Republicans move away from the Trump camp and vote.
Yeah, I think that at this point, like, I forget, what the fuck was her name? There was a woman like this in the 2016.
Jill Stein,
yeah. I mean, they had videos of her at sitting at, like, these fancy dinners with Putin. Like, she's, like, looking back, hindsight 2020, oh my God. Are you kidding me? Of course. This is just a puppet. She was put up there to siphon votes away from progressives who didn't like Hillary Clinton.
And she did enough in Michigan.
She did just enough job to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think in Michigan, Hillary Clinton, even though she never fucking went there. Thanks, Hillary. She lost by like 2 votes per district. Just fucking show up and you will pick up some.
She lost Wisconsin by literally 21,000 votes.
Yep.
That's a fraction of a percent.
Yep.
You know? Like, all of these places where Trump won, it was, like, these tightest margins. And all the bullshit that benefited Trump then, I think a lot of that won't be around. I think Americans are smarter. I think, again, literally half the nation is currently saying they don't want him in office in the first place right this second. And the big concern is that they're either not going to come out and vote, voting will be rigged against them, or they will be denied the right to vote through less than ethical means. So moving polling stations, closing polling stations, lying about the date the vote's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I think that's the advantage of a candidate like a Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, is that they have that more like grassroots, common man, kind of like the thing that people liked about Trump, like the non-politician politicians. They just kind of, they speak their mind. They're more in touch with like the sort of colloquial vernacular and mannerisms.
I think that's why Biden has the groundwork that he has, is he's got the name recognition. This is a guy that's been campaigning for public office for like 40 years. He's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you just give him a state and he could tell you all of the towns and the districts and places he's been and hands he's shook and babies he's kissed. He's got all of that groundwork done. So his name recognition alone is going to win the South for the Democratic primary process. Like, he's got South Carolina and Georgia and all these states, because
we'll see.
That's I think what's known. I mean, like, who are the other big candidates, really? I mean, it's Buttigieg. I like Buttigieg a lot. I'm really not that sold on him entirely. I'm sold on him as a million times better than Trump, but
He's trying to, I think he's more progressive than he's trying to present himself. He's trying to take that middle lane and is kind of chipping away, it seems.
Well, he's also gay.
At Biden.
There's going to be a lot of people that are really, like, really uncomfortable by the fact that he's gay.
The big criticism with him is that he doesn't quite know how to court the black vote. And he doesn't really have a whole lot of support among African Americans.
He's probably never heard of him.
I mean, you know,
frankly, you and I care a lot about politics. We follow the inside baseball of politics. I'm not saying this that like black people don't know who Pete Buttigieg is. I'm saying most people don't know who Pete Buttigieg is, and I don't think it's statistically different based on their race.
Oh, I thought you were saying he doesn't know what black people
he's
are.
He's never met a black person.
That's what it sounded like to me. That's why I giggled. He hasn't heard of black people.
He is from Indiana, so unless they're on the Colts,
He has such an impressive resume with like his education, his military service, and he doesn't really have
He checks so many wonderful boxes.
Not much of a political resume, because the highest office he's held is mayor, but
as an executive, he's an executive. mayor. You start by sweeping the floor.
But he would million times better president than Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Like,
he would be so much better.
Anybody in Sherlock would be a better president.
Sherlock would be a great president.
An absentee president would be better than what we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. I think that's the end.
Next up, political show.
Next up is the mini show.
Well, politics and Pokemans. They start with peas.
Well, for the mini show, we'll talk about whatever random game. We'll probably talk a bit more Pokemon, since Wes wants to get into some other topics he mentioned during the break.
I don't know. Mini show, I actually have two games to discuss on the mini show already. Maybe a third, if I get around to it. But, yeah, I got stuff to talk about.
Okay. I'm going to crack open some of those games I got from the sale. At least one. We were talking about playing it when I got over here, but Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I definitely want to play the new Donkey Kong game.
They wish you get some Donkey Kong going before the next show.
It's such a good game. Like, I would like to pick that up at some point.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I haven't seen what other deals are going on. I feel like there's going to be even more as the Christmas time approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a retro show this month. And maybe, hopefully my cartridge arrives soon. Because I picked up Rogue Squadron.
Nice.
Because I did some further research. Because the other game that was kind of on the docket was Castlevania 64. But on further research, that one doesn't come out till January, so kind of lucked out there.
Okay.
So, January of 99. So, we'll have to maybe pass the cartridge around and spend some time with Rogue Squadron before we do a recording for that one. And then wrap it all up with the official show at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Nice.
Till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later. We'll be right back.